Sorry. I just realised my Italian beer, the thing at the bottom, it says brewed in Germany.
Yeah. 1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 985. Sketch 1,167. Buzzing.
Listener, and indeed all of your listening friends huddled round the fire. When's this going out? Like August?
Yeah, it will be July, August.
As the fields burn, as climate change overtakes us, this could be the last thing you hear.
As the Wicker Man tumbles to the ground, let's hope.
The Wicker Man of time tumbles and embraces the investigative virgin of eternity. Let's do a sketch. Let's meet the teams. Man and woman in this. Now, woman, I'm smelling a Laura. Man, I'm at really torn. I think all three of you could do a good pump at this one. I will say Dan, and Alistair can do the sound effects.
All right, then.
Here you go. One pina colada.
Thanks. So, what do you do, Alan, when you're not making pina coladas for neighbours?
No, I don't like to talk about it.
You must be a spy.
No, nothing glamorous like that.
No, you're right. Spies aren't called Alan, are they? You're not a traffic warden, are you?
Nope.
Prostitute? Drug dealer?
No.
Politician?
No.
Yes, sorry. Bit below the belt. So go on, get those beans a-spilling.
I'm a beekeeper.
A beekeeper? That's brilliant. So eco-friendly. Why did you get into beekeeping then?
I'd kind of rather if we change the subject.
Oh, okay. No, but come on. Such an unusual career. Why did you pick it?
Oh, well, they're just friendly, aren't they? With all that lovely buzzing, it keeps me company when I'm home alone.
Oh, you can hear the buzzing from inside your house?
Yes.
You mean the house we're in now?
I suppose I must do.
Oh, so why can't I hear them?
You can.
No, I can't.
Listen carefully.
I am.
Shh.
You just buzzed.
Okay, that was me, you're right. But just as a reference for what you'll hear when you listen again.
That was also you.
No, it wasn't.
Come off it, you're the one doing the buzzing.
Why would I buzz?
You aren't a beekeeper, are you, Alan?
I am a beekeeper. Just because I'm not wearing a hat made of nets doesn't mean I'm not a beekeeper.
Of course.
Just because I offered you a pina colada instead of a honey spritzer doesn't mean I'm not a beekeeper.
Sure, but...
Just because I don't have any bees doesn't mean I'm not a beekeeper.
I hate to say it, Alan, but that's precisely what it means.
No, it doesn't!
Yes, it does. You don't keep any bees. You're not a beekeeper.
Who are you to say what a beekeeper is? And anyway, maybe I'm not the sort of beekeeper who keeps bees.
What other sort of beekeeper are there?
The sort that stops sports people kicking a ball into a bee? Did you ever think of that? Or maybe the sort of person that keeps a bee from doing something it shouldn't. Life coach for bees. You ever see a bee smoking pot?
Not that I recall.
Right. And then there's the sort of beekeeper that goes out with bees and whom other bees consider marriage material.
Okay. And are you any of those types of beekeeper?
No.
No. I didn't think so. So then, where are your bees?
They left me, okay? They left me. They flew the nest.
Think they're called hives.
I was being poetic. I know they're called hives. I'm a beekeeper.
No, you're not. At best, you're an argumentative pina colada maker.
And you're an equally argumentative pina colada drinker.
We're made for each other.
Oh, so we are. Want to have some sex?
Do I?
Bedroom second on the left. I'll be up in a mo. Thanks for keeping quiet, little fellas. We've done it again. You guys are awesome wingmen.
Wingmen. Do you see what one of us did there?
Well, one of us didn't know what they did there until they'd done it. I mean, it's Dan's sketch, very importantly, but that ending was added by me. And then, yeah, I didn't notice that wingmen until we actually read it out, like at the meeting. And I was like, oh, yeah. So there you go.
Well done.
I'd quite like to be a beekeeper.
Would you?
Yeah, I think so.
I think all the bees would be the problem.
You like the honey, but not the bees.
I don't even like the honey.
You don't like honey? It is a bit of a...
It's all right, but it's very rare that honey's your only option. There's always jam. There's jam and honey, or there's like... It's very rare that you go, oh, would you like some honey with that? Oh, what else could I have? No, nothing. It's honey. Squat.
Yeah.
No, you know the phrase. Jam tomorrow, jam yesterday, honey constantly. All the honey. Have some honey. That one.
Would you like some set honey or some runny honey?
Cloudy or clear?
Ooh.
Squeezy.
Fizzy or still?
Carbonate?
Alcoholic or non-alcoholic? Mead.
I've got nothing about bees.
No, I'm...
We know about bees. There are a lot of bees in Oxford at the moment. I'll tell you that much
there was
for
the
free.
Time. There was the time Alistair got stung in his arse by a bee.
That is
right,
true.
We're back
that
in
is
the
a
game.
Thing that happened.
Right, you got a minute to tell us this story.
I was in the pub. There was a bee. I tried to shush the bee away. I thought the bee had gone.
Whoa! You tried to shush the bee away. That's probably why it didn't work. It probably thought, a friend!
Maybe that was it. I sat down in the pub. I felt some light pain in my ass.
I mean, this wasn't just sort of on a buttock. It was right in the crevice.
It was in the crevice, but mercifully, the sting had gone straight through the join of the fabrics. So there are about three layers of fabric that the sting went through. So only very, very lightly grazed the cleft of my buttock.
Wow.
The natal cleft.
It was quite a sight. Alistair sort of leapt up and ran to the toilet. And we didn't know why. And then he came back and said, I've been stung in the arse by a bee.
What a way
I
for
wasn't
that
lying.
Bee to die.
It
God.
Was a sad, sad day
Alistair's
for the bee.
Buttocks coming towards you. Certain death.
Wasn't the first thing to die at the... No, it doesn't work. Anyway...
Not the first thing to die in your arse.
The thing is, he can edit out his own fluff, so he doesn't fucking do it for the rest of us. That'll be like seamlessly edited out.
I leave
it. Won't now. Now I've made a point of it. You'll have to leave it in.
Bees die as soon as they sting someone, don't they? And that would have been a blessed relief.
I think I did a small blessed release all over it as it was passing away.
God.
I died in an arse tonight.
God. Must have been something I said.
Unbelievable. Have we stopped recording?
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Dan Mitchell and Alistair Turvitt. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.
You just buzzed.
That's not the right version, I think.
I'm in B.
I'm in B. That looks right to me.
Aren't you meant to say that was also you?
Only after you've done your next line.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Luckily, it's not the episode where we're being nice to each other. It's the one where we call down.
Yeah, you
idiot.
Massive prick!
You missed that one. You missed a polite episode.